The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona, your car insiders.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
Good morning and welcome to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name's Gary Green, and the easiest way to reach me is pick up the phone. Give me a call at 602-525-1370. If you feel the need to send an email, the website is yourcarinsiders.com. There's a contact page. If you don't catch the radio show in the morning, on the website, 960 The Patriot, there are the podcasts. I'm now the last in the list, so you have to scroll all the way down to Your Car Insiders. You can listen to the radio show on 960 The Patriot, or you can go to the podcasts on the Your Car Insiders website. I'm here to help you. I am not selling you anything. I'd like to send out a very special thanks to Bobby Rabati and his family at B&N Auto Sales, 15225 North 32nd Street in Phoenix, Arizona. Bobby and his brother David, they've been selling with their family for over 40 years. One-stop cargo van shop, pre-owned commercial vehicles. You can call Bobby at 602-722-9151. You know, last week I got caught up in telling that story about the furniture. And, you know, when a salesperson stops saying yes and starts saying no, it's time to move on. And I'll never forget that I was working at Scottsdale Lexus. It was 1992. And I had a guy come in, and he was looking at a car, and we were talking and talking and talking, and he probably spent about 2 hours of my time going over the car and going over this, and finally he looked at me and said, "I'd like to buy this car. All the numbers sound great, but I can't buy it until I find out if they found my stolen car. And I won't know that for over 2 weeks if the insurance company is going to pay me off." And I explained to him that this was a used car and there was a possibility the car wouldn't be there. And he kind of chuckled and he says, "Listen, I don't think there's that many people looking for an Amethyst Pearl Lexus ES300. And if you don't know, Amethyst Pearl was purple." He says, "I'll take my chances." And I thanked him, and he says, "I got it." And he says, "Before I leave, I want to tell you something. I've been to two other dealerships before I came here today. And I just want you to know, if I buy a car, I'm going to buy the car from you. Because I wasn't shopping so much for the car today. I was shopping for the salesperson that I wanted to buy the car from." Now, he came back 2 weeks later, and he asked me, "Can I buy the car for the numbers that we talked about?" And I went into the general, the sales manager, and said to him, "Hey, he's here. He wants to buy the car. Well, go ask him for this much more." And I knew I was in trouble because that wasn't, I just wasn't that person. So I looked at him and said, "Hey, listen, Robert, if you want more money, I think I've got such a good relationship with them. I think you need to go ask them. Okay, you can get the bump better than I can." And he looked at me and said, "Go write them up." Okay, one thing that I always laughed about is when you have a sales manager that's not willing to get involved and help you with your car deal. Now, he didn't need to bump this guy any more money. And the guy knew he was getting, you know, probably paying too much for the car. And would he have paid the extra $500? Maybe. But why ruin such a great experience? And I will never forget And these are things that I used as lessons when I was a sales manager. I had a car sold one day, and it was a Saturday, and the guy made an offer to buy the car that bought the car. And I will never forget the sales manager's name. I will never forget what he said. And he looked at me and said, "Gary, you did a great job with this, but I got to tell you something. This car deserves to make more profit." Okay. And he let the customer walk. And the next day, the guy called me and apologized. He said, "Gary, I just didn't feel, I wasn't comfortable with what that gentleman was saying to me. And I'm sorry that you have to work in that environment." But I drove home, and on the way home, he lived in Tucson. On the way home, I stopped in Tucson and bought a car. "But I wanted to thank you for the way that you treated me." I've always lived by treat people the way that you want to be treated. And I was talking last week about seven tactics car salespeople use. And one of these tactics, it's a classic close, the Ben Franklin. And the salesperson draws a line down, sheet of paper, and he puts the reasons to buy the car on one side and the reasons to not buy the car on the other side. And this close is very prevalent in the timeshare market. And my wife and I had gone out one day, and we were walking around up in Carefree, and it was a wine and art festival. And they had a booth for a brand new golf course in Phoenix. And they wanted us to come to look around. And they were going to give us movie tickets. And I jokingly said, "If you can give us dinner for two and a night stay in the hotel, we'll come visit." And she says, "I can't do that, but let me go ask my boss." And she comes back and he says, "As long as you do the 90-minute presentation, they will give you dinner and they will give you a night stay in the hotel." Great. We get there and we look around, and I was sitting in the room and they were talking about the presentation before you sat with the closer. And these guys are good, and they are, this is, you buy now or you don't buy. So we sat down and we listened, and in the middle of listening, I had to step out and grab some water. And we went back in, but while I was out there, I heard the manager screaming at two of his presenters, "Quit arguing about this and get your back in there and close these geezers." Because my wife and I were the youngest people there. How many people can go on a Tuesday afternoon to a timeshare presentation? Well, when your day off in the car business is Tuesday, you can go. So we sit down and we go through the presentation. And this guy's pretty good. He's doing a great presentation, and he's drawing the line down the paper, and he's showing me all the reasons. And I finally looked at him and I said, "I need you to understand, there's nothing you can possibly say to me to have me prepay $22,000 of vacations. It's just not going to happen." And he made the mistake of saying, "Well, we're not like you car people." And I looked at him and said, "We're done." And I looked at my watch, and it was 93 minutes. I said, "You had your 90-minute presentation. I'm not buying anything, and I'll be outside." And I got up, and I walked out, and my wife walks out after me, and he says, "Well, he didn't finish his presentation. They're not giving us the dinner, and they're not giving us the night stay in the hotel." And I looked, and I said, "Really?" And there was no screaming, no yelling. "Really?" So he went to walk out to talk to me, and I looked at him, and in a very stern voice, I looked at him and said, I need you to do something. Don't say anything to me. The next words that come out of your mouth are, Mr. Green, this is my boss, and his name is. So it didn't take that long, and the gentleman came out, and it was the same gentleman that sternly reprimanded the two other guys about closing people. And I looked at him and I jokingly said, I said, listen, we spent our 90 minutes. We're not buying anything. And we're not some of those, whatever he used, term he used. So we're not buying anything. But we did do our 90 minutes. And I'd really like our dinner and our night stay. My wife was not upset, but she was so leery that they were going to spit in our food in the restaurant. And I'm like, honey, they're not going to spit in the food in the restaurant. But they ruined the entire evening. So what I want people to understand, there's a point to my story. The point to my story is, if you don't like who you're doing business with, don't buy the car. If you don't like me, don't have me help you. You won't hurt my feelings. Not everybody gets along with everybody. But that Ben Franklin close has been a close that's been around since 1988 when I got in the car business. The tactic is one of the most popular. It's called an alternative choice close. You're offered a choice between two things, like whether you prefer blue or red. Good car salespeople never ask you yes or no questions. They don't want to give you the answer to say no. The secret, both choices are available. In the car business, you sell what's on the lot. A smart consumer might say, I want to look at everything you have. Don't take a bait if a salesperson tries to box you in with an alternative close. You're relaxed, you're leisurely, you're not ready to make a decision. If they don't have what you have, okay? I'm helping somebody right now. They didn't have the car, but they gave them the VIN number. I know how to figure out where the car is from the VIN number. I'm here to help you. The last one of these things was the trip to the back office. Remember, once you're done buying that car with that salesperson and you have that giant sigh of relief, you are not finished. You still have to sit down with the sales manager in that car dealership. I'm sorry, finance manager in the car dealership. That's where the real deal starts, and those are the best negotiators in the store. Want to send out a very special thanks for Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead. If you're looking for Mercedes-Benz, please visit Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead. They offer new pre-owned and certified pre-owned vehicles and are constantly adding to their inventories. They're happy to custom order the Mercedes of your choice. Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead is family-owned and operated and is a proud recipient of the Mercedes-Benz Best of the Best Award many times over. They believe shopping for a new or used car should be an enjoyable experience and are confident that you will leave Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead with a smile every time. Located at 9260 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. Remember, call me 602-525-1370.
Great reputations aren't just given. They are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. Stop in and experience the no-bull difference. It's our way of doing business where customer satisfaction is our top goal now and generations to come. We're located at 99th Avenue and Loop 101 or online at EarnhardtHonda.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you are in for a great ride. And that ain't no bull.
If you're looking for a Mercedes-Benz, please visit Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead. They offer new, pre-owned, and certified pre-owned vehicles and are constantly adding to their inventories. Or they're happy to custom order the Mercedes of your choice. Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead is family-owned and operated and is the proud recipient of the Mercedes-Benz Best of the Best Award many times over. Shopping for a new or used car should be an enjoyable and comfortable experience. With their inventory inside a 115,000 square foot climate-controlled showroom with all natural lighting and three levels of vehicles to peruse, Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead is confident that you will leave with a smile. Visit Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead for their vast selection of luxury cars and trucks, ready for immediate delivery to the greater Phoenix area. They are located at 9260 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. Or you can find them online at arrowheadmb.com. mercedes-benz.com.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, the easiest way to reach me, it's pick up the phone, give me a call at 602-525-1370. I want to send out a very special thanks to my friends Tom Isles and Paul Glanz at Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix for their support of Your Car Insiders. They are family-owned and operated for four generations. They celebrated 100 years in the Valley since 1923. Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix has flourished thanks to their uncompromising dedication to complete customer satisfaction. They invite you to visit Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC located at 12th Street in Camelback and let the Coulter team show you the way the car ownership experience is meant to be. You know, I've been doing this a long time, and I could probably not read articles, and I could probably tell stories from all the things that I've been involved with over the last 35 years in the car business. But when I talk about these articles, I don't necessarily agree with everything that's in there. But the last article that I talked about, those seven tactics, they were pretty informative. But remember, you are not going to read an article and print it. Take it with you, because you're not going to remember while you're sitting there dealing with somebody that goes through a sales training meeting probably every day at some point, or does one-on-ones with some kind of a manager all the time. Another one of these articles was never walk into a car dealership without knowing these five things. Okay, well, obviously, you should know your budget. Before you step into a dealership, it's essential to have a clear understanding of your budget. This isn't just about how much you can spend on a car, but also how this purchase will affect your overall financial health. Understanding finance options. Understand the finance options available to you. Dealers offer financing, but their rates may not be the best. Shop around for auto loans from banks or credit unions to compare rates. Okay. I don't ever tell anybody to go get pre-approved. If you have a credit union that you deal with, if you have a bank and you know what your credit is, there should be no reason why you can't call someone at that institution and find out what their rates are. Okay, I had somebody tell somebody in the car dealership that with their 536 credit score, their credit union was going to give them 7.49%. Okay. Only problem was on all three bureaus, there was no inquiry from that credit union as to what this young lady's credit was. The only good thing about this was I didn't drive the 60 miles to go with them. I sent them to see the general manager of the dealership. He knew he had a way to go get her finance, but he couldn't get her finance anywhere near 7%. Understand your needs and your wants. And the one thing that you don't want to do when you're in a car dealership is let this process become emotional. Everything about this is logic. There is no emotion involved in buying a car. That's what they try to do, is get you excited about the vehicle. I always tell people, when you go for the test drive, don't get out of the car and look at me and say, I love it. Don't get out of the car and say, let's write it up. I'm here to help you. Sometimes if I need to get a little bit more help from the dealership, I can't go in and say, well, they really didn't love the car, when you just told the salesperson it's the exact car that you want. Car prices are negotiable and dealers expect some haggling. Your research will come in handy here, as you all know the fair value of a car and can negotiate accordingly. Remember, it's best not to reveal how much you're willing to spend on your preferred monthly payment. Don't negotiate a car deal by a payment. Understand how much the money's going to cost you. Understand how much per thousand it's going to cost you for that car loan. If you're borrowing 10 grand, how much is it? If you're borrowing 30 grand, how much is it? If you're borrowing 40 grand, and I always laugh because when I'm sitting in a dealership and I'm working a car deal and we're sitting in the GM's office and the GM's behind the computer, and while he's figuring everything out, I tell the people, this is what your payment's going to be with this much down. And the sales manager or the GM looks at me and says, how do you do that? The reason I can do it is because it's math. It's not magic. It's math. There's a certain dollar amount that you finance a car at, and there's a certain dollar amount that that's every $1,000 cost you. I know those numbers. I am not going to get tricked. I'm not going to get confused. And I also understand that if you call me up and you want to go shopping and the car that you're looking at is 30 grand and you have no money to put down and you want a 350 payment, where I'm not going. I'll explain the math to you, and if that point you want to go, I will go with you. I mean, I have a woman that called me, and she told me what was going on, and I told her, well, you know, this is what I can do. And I couldn't beat the payment by that much. I only beat it by $100. $100 a month on a 36-month lease. The only thing she said to me was, that's still too much. Well, guess what? Now she gets to go shopping on her own because she told me that day, well, I'll get back to you this afternoon. I got to do something with my daughter. Okay? Never called me back. If someone tells me they're going to call me back and they don't call me back and a day or two goes by, they get taken out of my phone and I don't answer calls that I don't recognize the number. That's why it's very important. When you call 602-525-1370 and you don't leave a message, I'm not going to call you back if you don't leave a message. But the one thing I want you to understand, if I am sitting with somebody, if you are not my wife, my son Sean, or my daughter Meredith, and the phone's ringing, I am not answering the phone if I'm with a client. The most important person that I'm with when I'm helping them buy a car is that person that's buying the car. You can try whatever you want when you're negotiating. And what I tell you, if you don't know what you're doing, the smartest thing you can do is you start negotiating with a really stupid number. And hopefully that you can get to a number that you can live with, but starting from the stupid number, okay? I'm here to help you. I understand how the math works. Call me at 602-525-1370. Nine questions. This is revealed by a car dealership. You should always ask before buying. So here's the first question. What type of car should I look for right now? Okay, well, you shouldn't be asking the car dealership what you should be looking for. You should be looking for what you want to be looking for. What's going on with new car prices this year? The pandemic sent new vehicle prices skyrocketing over the past few years. For the most part, new car prices aren't as intimidating as they were during the peak of COVID, but they aren't falling at a rapid price. The average transaction price for a new vehicle was $48,783. Now, this is an older article, so we're not going to talk about the dollars and stuff because this article was a year ago. The situations are a little bit better now. How long will I have to wait to get my car? You absolutely want to have an idea how long you're going to have to wait to get a car if you're ordering something. Okay, there's still cars that are showing up that are missing chips. They're coming with products that aren't in the car and they're omitted in the MSRP. Knowing what's going on in the inventory is very important. You want to have an idea. If you show up at a car dealership and they have one of something, okay, and it's what you want, you might want to dig in and see if you can't buy the car. If you show up at the car dealership and they have 75 Ram pickup trucks, okay, they made such a big deal about the Dodge Challengers last year being the last call and it's going to be the last year and you have to order yours now. Well, I fell for the banana in the tailpipe and I ordered one, but I'm glad I ordered it because I wanted a manual transmission. However, the last time I looked was a couple of weeks ago. There were over 50,000 still available 2023 Dodge Challengers and Chargers. Want to send out a very special thanks to Adam Breen and his team at Santan Hyundai, located in the Santan Motorplex, 3252 South Autoway, Gilbert, Arizona. Once again, it's Santan Hyundai Genesis. And if you'd like my help, please pick up the phone, give me a call, 602-525-1370.
Great reputations aren't just given, they are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. At Rodeo Ford, an Earnhardt dealership in Goodyear, we offer a huge selection of new Ford vehicles, all with low, no bull prices. Visit today or go to RodeoFord.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you're in for a great ride, and that ain't no bull.
Special thanks to Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix for their support of Your Car Insiders. Family owned and operated for four generations, Coulter is celebrating 100 years in the Valley since 1923. Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix has flourished thanks to their uncompromising dedication to complete customer satisfaction. Throughout the years, they've operated under one philosophy: treat every customer with the respect they deserve, provide quality sales and service in a casual and relaxed atmosphere, and do it at a competitive price. It's really that simple, and it's how we've built lasting relationships through generations of car buyers. Coulter employees are dedicated to making every customer a part of the Coulter family for their car buying life. Coulter's experience is the difference. Paul Glanz, general manager, has been affiliated with the Coulter Group for 29 years. They invite you to visit Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix, located at 12th Street in Camelback, and let the Coulter team show you the way the car ownership experience is meant to be.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Very special thanks to Joey Staples and his team at Earnhardt Honda at 10151 Papago Freeway in Avondale, Arizona. You know, these questions that they were talking about, these are not questions that you ask at the dealership. These are questions that you ask yourself before you go. And they're not bad questions. You know, I have people that'll call me up and they'll tell me they were looking online at the inventory. Well, when you're looking online at the inventory, what you have to find out is the car that you're looking for online in the inventory, is that car actually at the car dealership? Is it something that's ordered for someone else and it's already sold? There's certain things that you're still going to have to go to the car dealership to figure out. So these are the questions you should be asking yourself. What's the car you're looking for right now? What's going on with the new car prices? How long will you have to wait if it's a specific car that no one has? Should you be worried about the chip shortage? What else is going on with inventory? Are there any incentives or are there any special financings? What are interest rates? Does the used car market have anything I'd be interested in? Now, a lot of the used cars, when you're looking at stuff that's a year old, what you have to remember is a lot of these cars are pre-owned rentals. And I'll tell you, I've helped people buy pre-owned rentals and I've never had anybody call me up complaining, you know, a year later, 2 years, the car's a piece of junk, it fell apart, it did this. Okay. It's not a horrible way, but what I will tell you is you need to look over the car really well and be prepared that if you're buying a used rental car, that they're probably not going to have, or possibly not have, two keys, floor mats, and owner's manuals. And if you read a lot of the dealerships that sell a lot of used cars, they have that in the small print on the bottom. I'm here to help you. I'm here to make sure when you walk in to the car dealership, you understand what it is you're doing. You're not guessing. I make the transaction completely transparent. So here's another article. 15 reasons to never buy a brand new car. Let's see what they think about that. Higher insurance costs. Insuring a brand new car can be considerably more expensive than insuring a used one. Behind this is the higher cost of the replacement value of the vehicle. If your new car gets stolen or involved in a severe accident, the insurance company will need to replace it with an equivalent model. I tell people this all the time. If you're concerned about insurance, call your insurance agent before you buy the car. You can't buy the car, go home, call your insurance agent, find out your insurance went up $85 a month, and tell the dealership you want to bring the car back because your insurance went up. Taxes are more on a new car, obviously, and dock fees don't change from new car to used car in a car dealership, and license plates will be more expensive on a new car. You know, a lot of these people are going out there buying a $100,000 car, and they're not really realizing that their license plates are $1,700. They're not realizing it because they're not seeing it, but when they see it on the renewal the next year, okay, it sure pops their eyeballs out. The initial price of a new car. Sticker shock of a brand new car can be quite daunting. New cars typically command a premium price due to their pristine condition and the latest features. However, if you're willing to compromise slightly on the newness factor, you can often find slightly used models with low miles at a significantly lower cost. However, if there's not a lot of the new ones out there in what you're looking for, there's not going to be a significant cost in the used one. Hidden fees. There's hidden fees in every car dealership, okay? And you want to make sure you understand all the fees so none of them are hidden. Nothing's hidden. It's all somewhere, okay? And it's all on the buyer's order. If it's not on the buyer's order, it better not end up on the sales contract. And those are the things that you need to make sure you understand when you're signing any paperwork. Because I remember hearing an owner of a dealership where the customer was complaining about something, and his answer was, you should have read what you signed before you signed it. Never stepped foot in that dealership. I wasn't with the client when they bought the car. That was his answer to them. Limited models. There is a limited availability on certain new cars. Unproven reliability. I don't know about that. Higher insurance claims. Quick obsolescence, okay? The rapid pace of technology. Well, if you're buying a car that's used, the technology is going to be older than the car that's new. And I'll talk about a client that recently bought a car that we had that issue with. Want to send out a very special thanks to Joey Staples and his team at Earnhardt Honda, 10151 Papago Freeway in Avondale, Arizona. Also want to thank David Garcia and his team at Rodeo Ford. Rodeo Ford's located at 13680 West Hess Drive in Goodyear, Arizona. Easiest way to reach me, pick up the phone, give me a call, 602-525-1370.
Great reputations aren't just given, they are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. Among them is Earnhardt Santan Hyundai. Shop now and get 3 years complimentary maintenance on our full lineup, including the all-electric 2022 Hyundai Ioniq 5. Stop in or visit online at santanhyundai.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you're in for a great ride, and that ain't no bull.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. I want to send out a very special thanks to Troy and Rick at Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, located 8801 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. They absolutely understand what it is that I'm trying to do to help clients buy cars. So when they talk about buying a new car and they talk about this quick obsolescence, what I want people to understand is sometimes a car could be at an end of a model year. There could be better incentives. There could be things like that. I had two instances in the past month. Had a really nice couple call me, and I really enjoyed dealing with Hank and Phyllis. And I had helped them get a Hyundai Santa Fe years ago. So Hank had called me up, and we had a brief conversation, and we picked a day, and then we were going to meet, and we wanted to drive out to Avondale to look at a Mazda. And he picked out the most expensive trim level Mazda, and it was a CX-5 signature. So it was the most expensive model. It was the most expensive trim level in Mazda's CX-5 lineup. We drove the car, and we talked for a while. We sat in front of the computer because the numbers that he was seeing didn't make sense to the numbers he was seeing online. So we sat down in front of the computer, and we pulled up the ad, and we went through the ad, and I explained that you have to remember this ad does not include anything to do with the dealer ads. So you have to change the down payment to include the dealer ads and any of the fees that weren't included in the original ad you saw. And we got all done, and he said, well, I could live with that, but remember, I want to go look at the Kia. So we show up at the Kia dealership, and I show him a car, and he says, no, Gary, I said Sorento, not Sportage. Now, he could have said Sorento. He could have said Sportage. It doesn't matter, and it's not an argument I'm going to have with a super, super nice guy. So I said, you know, it doesn't matter how the conversation went. Let's go look at what you want. And we went out and we looked at the Sorento. And the funny thing was, when we were at the Mazda dealership, they had a blue one, but he wanted red. When we went to the Kia dealership, they had a red one, and he really thought he wanted the blue. So sales manager said, Gary, let's, if we can figure out the deal, I'll see if I can get him a blue one. Now, the car was buried in the middle of the lot. So I ended up telling the gentleman, let's drive the car. Let's see if you like it. So he got in. He drove the car. Loved it. And he did that thing at the end of the test drive. Got out of the car. Let's ride it up. And I said, okay, there's a couple of things I want. And let me tweak this a little bit for you, because I think there's things here we can do to help you. Whatever you say, Gary. So we sat down, we figured everything out. But his point to me was, you know, I drove that Mazda and it had all the old technology, and this new technology in the Kia makes all the difference in the world to me. Now, I'm not a technology person. I drive a car that's got a very basic Bluetooth, a very basic navigation screen. It has Apple CarPlay, Android Auto. I don't even know how to use it. I have blind spot monitors and a manual transmission. But this gentleman, and I'm not exaggerating, in the past, since March of 2011, he's done some of the best research I've ever seen a client do before we got together and looked at a car. And it was so funny when his wife said, Gary, he's got nothing else to do sometimes, so he just goes and does all this research. But what I loved about it was the research was good, and it actually helped me help him. Limited negotiation. When you walk into a dealership to purchase a brand new car, you might discover that there's less room in negotiation compared to buying a used vehicle. Okay, absolutely not true. There are used car dealerships that won't even honor the used car price that they have online unless you go to the addendum and pay the dealer ads that are in the small print. New car prices are often less flexible. Not necessarily true. Never heard of a rebate. Well, I shouldn't say that. Some certified cars have some kind of incentives. But there's rebates. There's also better interest rates sometimes on new cars. If you go into a Honda dealership and you can secure 3.9%, you know, do you buy a used one? You know, I helped a friend of mine buy a Ford Explorer the other day. And it was kind of funny because he hates going to a car dealership. And Paul's a really good friend of mine, and his wife Marlene is super, super nice. So I said, Paul, do me a favor. I'll go with you. So he said, really? I said, yeah, I'll meet you out there. So I called the GM of the dealership, and he said, Gary, if I don't have one, one of my salespeople has one. She'll let you drive the car. And the day we were going, I'm like, David, are you sure that Amy wants to let us use her car? Yep, she'll let you use the car. So they were washing her car and this, that. Well, that morning, a Ford Bronco showed up at the car dealership. And I had told my buddy Paul all along, your wife's going to drive it and she's not going to like it. Oh, she's been looking on like, Paul, she's going to drive it and she's not going to like it. I know what your wife drives. She's not going to like this. So they had a brand new Ford Bronco had come in. They cleaned it all up. They had it all shiny. She got in the car. I was showing her everything worked. And she looks over and the seatbelt didn't adjust. Height on the side, the B pillar. It was kind of cutting into her neck and her chin. That was strike one. They looked in the back of the car, and they couldn't find the rear air conditioning vents. That was strike two. Now, if you're buying a Ford Bronco, and you're buying something for it to be a quiet, very smooth ride, you are sadly mistaken. It's the same thing as if you're thinking about buying a Jeep Rubicon. So we went about 2 miles down the freeway, and she turned and looked at her husband and says, I can't do this. And he starts laughing. And she looks at him and says, well, what do you think so funny? He said, Gary told me you weren't going to like this. Okay, I help people help themselves. So we got back to the dealership, and he says to me, well, I guess we're looking at Explorers. So I really like the Ford Explorer ST. And they're making some changes in the 2025. Now, my friend Paul drives his cars for 10, 11 years and 100 to 120,000 miles. So we sit down with the test drive. We go, and he's like, hey, I got to get out of here. I said, do me a favor. Give me 5 minutes. Give me 5 minutes. Just let me tell you what you're looking at so you and your wife can go home and think about it and call me later and tell me what you want to do. You're here. So we go in, and it probably took 5-10 minutes. This is what you can buy the car for. This is what he'll give you for your trade. And this is your payment through Ford's financing of 1.9% for 60 months. Well, boy, did his ears stand up, because he bought a truck and the 1.9 was nowhere near anywhere. So he looked at me and said, so the rate is 1.9 for 60 months and it's 4.9 or 5.9 on a 24. Yep. And he's going to discount the 24 more. I'm sorry. He's going to discount the 23 more. And you don't have the price increase that went into 2024. Well, when can we come back and pick it up? I said, Paul, all I need you to do is fill out a credit app. We'll come in Saturday morning at 10:30 and we'll pick the car up. The longest part of the process was they left the truck out in the parking lot the night before. They don't have a soul bay, and it rained. So the car had to be washed again. But we were literally done in about 15, 30 minutes. The salesman went over the car. They got in the car, and they went on their merry way. They were thrilled. I get a text later in the day, Gary, thank you so much. But when he thought about it, he didn't care about buying the greatest 2025. Because the technology in the 2023 was so more advanced than the technology in the 13 or 14 Ford Flex that he was like, we're never going to use half of this stuff. Who needs more? If you buy these cars, please understand what it is that you're buying and you know how it all works. Higher interest rates. When you decide to finance a brand new car, you might incur higher interest rates on your loan. Lenders often offer more favorable terms for used car loans. Absolutely not true. Okay, there's not a subvented rate on a Honda, okay, unless it's certified. Okay, but if you go to the Honda dealership and you're buying a used car that's not a Honda, you're going to be nowhere near what the rate would be at 3.9 or 4.9 or 5.9 on a brand new car. Waiting lists. There's absolutely waiting lists on new cars. More stressful ownership. I don't care. You buy a new car, you buy a used car, that used car is new to you. Everybody worries about dings, dents, scratches, could diminish its pristine condition, unless you bought yourself a little beater. Certified pre-owned options. They're a great option. So what you want to look at is, what does that certified option actually do for you? I'm meeting a gentleman this afternoon, and he wants to know why the Lexus isn't certified that we're looking at. And I explained to him it's not certified because we're at a Toyota dealership. Okay, for a car to be manufacturer certified, it has to be a used car at that manufacturer. BMW doesn't certify Mercedes-Benzes. Mercedes-Benz doesn't certify BMWs. Audi certified Audis. But there are dealerships that are used car dealerships, and they'll use the term, the name of the dealership, certified. You want to find out what that certification does for you. Okay. It's a more rigorous inspection on a manufacturer certified. I don't want to say that for the smaller dealerships. Better value for your money. Not necessarily always true, because of the fact that you might not be able to find a used one where the value makes sense. I want to send out a very special thanks to my friend Anthony Reed and his family at Reed Motors. Anthony Reed has been a friend for more than 25 years. He's helped numerous clients buy pre-owned vehicles, and most of them are more towards that $15,000 range, not the 10 like it used to be. He's located at 2121 East Indian School Road, and his number is 602-957-0721. I'm here to help you. I am not selling you anything. If you'd like my help, please feel free. Give me a call, 602-525-1370. Once again, I want to send out a very special thanks to my friends Jimmy and Deanna at Cigar Therapy. You know, when I go in there, I don't hang out all day. I go in, for, you know, 45 minutes to an hour. I smoke a cigar. I drink an iced tea. I have a conversation with somebody. And it just, it helps me unwind. And a lot of the times, I'll leave my phone in the car so I don't get distracted from my enjoyment. I'm here to help you. I am not selling you anything. If you'd like my help, pick up the phone, give me a call, 602-525-1370. Once again, I want to thank my friends Bobby and David at B&N Auto Sales, Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead, Coulter Buick GMC on Camelback, Earnhardt Honda in Avondale, Santan Hyundai Genesis in Gilbert, Rodeo Ford in Goodyear, Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen is in Peoria, obviously, Cigar Therapy, and Reed Motors. Remember, I'm here to help you buy a car. I'm going to go through this really quick. I've only got a couple of minutes left. Seven questions to ask before you buy a car. Start your research online. Double check once you find the exact car you want. Call the dealership and ask the dealership. Okay. Then crisscross the check window sticker to make sure the features you want are listed. Plan for a safety test drive. Okay, I'm not even going to keep talking about this one because the best thing you can do, okay, I'm not a believer in this buying cars online thing. Okay, I can't tell you how many people have called me buying cars online, and I'm not talking about new cars, but used cars, and having issues after the fact. I'm here to help you. If you want my help, pick up the phone. Call me, 602-525-1370. That is the easiest way to reach me. That is my cell phone. If you feel the need to send an email, that email address is gary@yourcarinsiders.com. On the website, there is a link at yourcarinsiders.com that absolutely has a contact page. If you fill out that contact page, I will be happy to reach back out to you. Once again, I want to thank everybody for listening to the show, and I want everybody to have a great week.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.